Tyrone. My pops used to hit my moms like that. When I was little, I used to hide under my bed and cry, scared he was coming for me next. Damn, I ain't thought about that in years. How could you do that, Pops? I don't get it. Is that why he hung around? So he'd have somebody smaller than him to beat up on? I don't even want to go there. I'm just glad he finally stopped drinking and cleaned up his act before he checked out. Gave us a chance to have some good times together. Shankara was the third one up today. Her stuff was so deep, nobody wanted to follow her. There weren't but two more people planning to read anyway, including me. We both decided to bag it till the next open mic. Meanwhile, I'm going to be busy writing me a rap about dudes beating on women. I'll call it Little Men, because that's what they are.
Raul Ramirez. Lunch is a memory of indigestion. Shankara sat across from me in the cafeteria, and I couldn't help staring at her. Her bruises are almost gone, but I could still see the shadows they left behind. If she was my hermanita, I'd squash the cockroach who messed her up like that. That's what I was thinking when I remembered it ain't nice to stare. So I ate too fast and got out of there before she could catch me. Only 20 minutes till class starts, and Mr. Ward don't like it if I leave a mess on his desk. So that's 18 minutes to paint, plus two more for cleaning up and washing the paintbrushes. If Reynard gets here early, he'll help. He always does. I don't know why. Tyrone's another story. He checks in early lots of times when I'm here, but he keeps his distance usually. Once, he came up behind me and watched over my shoulder while I worked. Made me kind of nervous, if you must know. The Ricans and the brothers don't always hit it off. Anyway, he stood there for the longest. Then he grunted and said, "You good, man. I'll give you that." "Thanks," I said. "You wasting your time, though. You know you ain't gonna make no money doing this." "Maybe, maybe not," I said. "But some things ain't about money." "You tripping, man," said Tyrone. "Money is the alpha and omega. Ask anybody." I just shrugged and gave him my no hablo ingles look, like I didn't get what he was talking about. It was the quickest way to end the conversation. People just don't get it. Even if I never make a dime, which, by the way, ain't gonna happen, I'd still have to paint. Don't get me wrong, money is useful. I'm lucky Mr. Ward leaves brushes and watercolor paper for me to use, though I ain't gonna tell him that. It's none of his business I can't afford fancy brushes and watercolor paper at home. Anyway, it's good for him to help out the future Diego Rivera. He knows I'm the real deal. Didn't he come to me for advice on how to decorate the classroom? The paper frames were my idea. Good work belongs in a gallery, I told him, especially if it's mine. I never thought about writing poetry before, but Mr. Ward said he's going to start videotaping our Friday sessions. Guess who's going to be the first one in front of the camera? Of course, that means I have to write a poem, so I better get busy. Even if it's hard, I'll do it. I don't mind working hard. Whatever it takes, ¿entiendes? Raul Ramirez, painter-poet. Yeah, I like the sound of that.